It's good to be here with you guys today. As we're starting this week, it's kind of a great chance for us to kind of set the course for our off season in a lot of respects. We're excited that we added some coaches to our team. Offensively, added a quarterback coach, Greg Knapp, who's had terrific experience with quarterbacks in our league through the year. And we also added Bernie Parmalee to coach our running back. So we're excited about the addition of those two. And really, you know, you'll get a chance to meet him as we're going through things this spring. But this today is another example of ways to strengthen our team. And being here at the Combine is a big part of that. So Thomas and I are now going into our fourth year together. So we have a really clear vision of how to feature the guys in the very best way. And so for me, the interview portion is such a big part of this week. He's already, you know, and through the scouting staff, you know, pared a number of the spots down into some of our areas of needs as we're going through it. I know I'm pretty sure he is going to be addressing you guys later today on some issues regarding free agency or cap, you know, guys to talk about. So I'll let him defer to you know, on some of those topics. But I'm more than glad to open it up to you guys regarding the team, the combine, as we get started here. We're really pumped for this week. Sure. Yeah, for sure. These guys are, you know, let's talk with Bernie first. And at that spot, we really love to feature our running backs, not just in the run game, but also in the way that we, you know, in the passing game. And Bernie experience, both playing and coaching at the position, was a real factor for us. We went through a big list of guys to see who would be the best fit for us. And we met, you know, with him offensively, even the defensive guys met with him, the special teams, Keith and the guys met with him. So he's been a terrific fit for us, Led, and we're excited about what he can bring to our offense. He's got great diversity in different styles, and we expect him to have, you know, a role on teams as well. That was a big part of his career all the way back. So we're excited to add him. And then as far as Greg Knapp goes, really challenge to find the best fit for us and the best fit for Matt and for Sark. And that kind of unconditional support that all the assistant coaches provide. Greg's got terrific background through the years, both in Houston where he, you know, well, in Atlanta coach Schaub, and then in Houston there as well, being in Denver and, you know, working with Peyton in that system. So he's got a lot of experience in the system that we run. That came from Houston, some with Gary and Kyle, and then into our system as well. So some of that crossover has been really good for him. I've loved that he's had fresh eyes onto our seasons over the last couple of years. He's gone through all the games, all the tape. And this part of the offseason, now is the time that we audit. And what can we change around? Whose responsibilities will be different in different parts of the game plan? So we're very excited, Led, to say the least, about adding those two guys to the staff. We've got some really talented guys, and we're going to try and feature them in the very best way for the players. Yes, and we can probably kind of count the third down and ones, the fourth and ones, and some of the times even in the low red zone in some areas where you may be, okay, we're going to run it. They know we're going to run it, and we're going to get it anyway. And those kind of moments are important, you know, got to have it plays. So as we go through that, some of it will be scheme-led, and we're for sure, you know, looking to add to the mix on some guys who almost would have a unique role just for that. And we're looking under, you know, every option for that. I can also remember all the way back to Bill Walsh, you know, kind of telling us that story. What role would this player have on your team? He might be a short yardage fullback. He could be in this. So from years ago, from, you know, 17, 18 years ago, I remember that message, you know, my first time in the NFL, about the uniqueness a player can have and featuring him in that role. So when you're using the term power, I know where you're coming from to say, is there other guys that we can put in unique spots to make plays? Some teams may say, do you have a speed receiver you can take a shot to? Is there, you know, a pass rusher you can put into a specific spot on third down? Those are all part of our job as coaches to find those guys and put them in the best spot. So you know us, man. We love versatility. And if a guy can do more than one job, I think that's a really important quality to have for the team. Yep. I've had a chance to look at a few, but it's definitely a group that, you know, from what our scouts tell us, is one that has depth and has a lot of the traits that we're looking for. At defensive line, you better have enough initial quickness to beat a guy to the punch. And at defensive tackle, the 300-pounders, the big guys that have that kind of initial quickness, they're difficult to block. I can't wait to see this group. Now, all we'll see during this team week is the athleticism. For all you guys, I don't want you to fall in love with anybody here this week, all right, unless you haven't watched the tape yet. So it's a big part of it. One of the things I do appreciate about being here at the Combine is to find out more about the player, their background, their standards, their accountability, and would they fit in well with our group, with our brotherhood. So we're really excited to visit with a number of those guys, the big guys, especially this week. Yeah, I had a sense that this was going to be, you know, a hell of a division all the way back, you know, from last offseason for the, you know, the local guys here who cover us on a regular basis, Vaughn and Led, they've heard me say that. I sense that again. And it's the quarterback play. It's the toughness of the defenses. It's the way the guys feature them. You know, I've said when we were playing New Orleans, if you like running backs, this is your kind of game. And we weren't even talking about Drew Brees and Matt Ryan at that time. Like, how crazy is that? So the toughness, the physicality, I've always really admired Ron and the defense, you know, that Carolina's put that kind of physicality together. Cam makes their offense very unique, that not every quarterback has running back traits to extend plays and also design ones. And then with Tampa, they've got a lot of explosive players, and they've got real speed on their team. So it's a hell of a division, and one that, you know, every week when you're playing these division games, it's going to be a battle. And it's actually one of the really cool parts about being a part of a division like that. Like, you better bring it. And that's going to be that way again in 18.
Coach, when you came in, remember you saying, you know, being a D coordinator, you said, hey, I got to get used to scouting the offensive players.
Right.
And learning about them.
For sure.
Tell me how that has gone for you. Where do you feel you're at when you look at these offensive players?
Yeah, for sure. That's a good question. So, Vaughn was asking when I first got here, what was the on-the-job training regarding evaluating a lot of the offensive players? I'd probably been equipped to look at offensive line and quarterbacks for most of my career to say, how do we go try to get after these guys? And so it was the receiver spots, Vaughn, that we wanted to make sure, how would we feature them into the offense? So for me now, going through how we feature the guys in the offense, that's been as big a part of it as any, to make sure they have the traits that we're looking for. And then when we get to here, it's another layer in that. And so there's a number of guys, big guys, some fast guys here that I'm really looking forward to spending time with. Right. Yeah, the question is regarding coming to a team late. And what you don't know until really you get out on the practice field, you don't really know your team, you know, that you just took over very well. All of your time and focus had been with the previous club you'd been had. So you don't really know your own club and your own needs so well. So one of the things that helped me a lot was just some point of attack tapes on each of the players, so I had a better picture of who the players were, so I had a sense for the needs. But they're really, you know, in good shape, that they've got, you know, really solid in terms of front office, know their needs. So that's a big bridge for Matt, knowing that they already have a real big handle. And that was the case for me with Thomas as well. No, yeah, Thomas did, yep, and their staff. So I had a sense of who the players were. I think it would be really challenging if you did both of those at the same time. So both Matt and myself, we were fortunate that there was already a really good, you know, scouting side in place that could, you know, give a very clear picture of the players. Now, the next part is how are they now going to scout for Matt's style of guys? And I think that's an important piece that will be upcoming for them, you know, over the next, you know, 50 days. Well, I think that would be, you know, putting the cart before the horse. We're really pumped about what Austin can do. And he played a good snap count this year. He ended up, I believe, with 49 catches. He's got athleticism. He's a good matchup, you know, getting onto safeties and running backs. And kind of the fun part about being one of the, you know, features in our offense is there's a number of guys that are real weapons. So if you're going to make sure cover's going to go to Julio, or you're going to try and put special coverage over to Mo on third down or onto Devontae or Tevin, you know, as a running back, there's like, aha, there's another moment, you know, and another player that's a matchup. And so that's what we're hopeful if we can, you know, help Hoop get to that spot. We're very excited about what he can be. And that'll be a big challenge, you know, for him this offseason, you know, to be the best player and the best vision of what we think he can be, the best version of himself. Yeah, for us, there was no, you know, difficult comments other than we really respect his game, what he does, what he stands for. So I think you may be referring to at the end of the game. And I think that goes to say, like, in those moments, you really want to thank players. And, you know, we definitely don't regret taking our shots to who. He comes through, you know, in all occasions for us. We love what he stands for as a ball player, as a man. And he's a real important piece to what we do. The question was, how willing are we to start off with? Right. Yeah, we call those as traits. And so there's definitely some markers that you want to make sure. Let's, you know, a corner who doesn't have speed to go, that would be a filter that you'd want to go. If there was an offensive lineman who maybe didn't have enough length, or you saw on tape due to a lack of length, he would have, you know, trouble in protection. So are there outliers? Yes. Are there exceptions? Yes. One of my favorite players at linebacker was Zach Thomas. And so I would say he, in a lot of ways, didn't fit the makeup size for arm length or for size. But in his case, he made up for it with rare, rare instinct. So if a guy has some markers that, you know, might not be the prototypical, there better be some other areas that go into the rare spot. So we want to make sure that we're staying true to our style of how we want to, you know, feature the players. But at times, yes, there's definitely guys that are ideal enough, if that's the right way to say it. You'd always like to have the ideal size, speed, parameters, length. But at some point, this player is ideal enough to be really good. But you don't want to make too many exceptions, because then you'll have a team full of them. But there is some guys that that do cross that line. Yeah, it's when you see guys battle at all spots, it's like deep down as a coach, you really appreciate those. Some of them don't show up on the stat sheet. Some of them are at offensive tackle and defensive end. Some are at, you know, like you said, at, you know, wide out and corner. Some are at quarterback, you know, against, you know, a certain coverage or a certain scheme. So having those kind of moments, like as a player, those are a lot of fun. And this division is loaded with matchups. You know, it's linebackers on running backs. It's, you know, corners on receivers, like who. So it's pretty cool to, you know, to see those. And you always better have your eye out for that, to say, all right, in this game, how are we going to deal with this player, and make sure he doesn't, you know, affect the game in such a way that we don't have control over that. Yeah, it's one that does. I wouldn't say it's, you know, the only matchup that we talk about, but it's definitely a good one. Yeah, I think, right, I'd be glad to discuss that. And we play probably in our defense this year close to 70% of in nickel. And in our nickel defenses, Vic was a defensive end. So I think that's good. I'm glad that you actually brought this topic up. And in our base packages, which made up, you know, the other, you know, 30, sometimes, you know, 35 or 40% of the time, he played linebacker. And he had always been our backup linebacker at that spot, but we really featured him in the nickel package, and we'll always continue to do so. For a stretch there, we felt the best thing for us to do would be play him in both roles, at that and at the nickel defensive end. So we're just going to, you know, mainly go back to what he does best. And at the time, we needed to use him in that role, but we'll feature him, you know, as a D end all the time in 18.
As a staff, how much have you talked to Dan Trotman's coming in the spring?
Yep. The question was regarding data tracking, and it's a big one to see. I think for me, what can we start off first with? Because I don't want to get so broad with it that it can be too many projects. So I want to start off small to say, how can this affect, you know, on the other side? I'm anxious to see the speed of players. I'm anxious to see, are there some concepts that come up over and over again? I'm anxious to find out what a player's speed is in the first quarter or the fourth quarter. And so those are the small things that may not show up on the stat sheet that I'm looking at. Fortunately for us, through Thomas's leadership, our analytics side, man, they really put it in. And our director of that is a guy named Carl Pierberg, and has real, like, a knowledge to go for it and find new ways and new ways to attack. So I'll be excited to see, you know, some of the thoughts. Hey, Dan, have you thought about it in this way? Could it be, you know, something you could consider? So those are topics I'm excited to hear more about, but I won't be the you know, the leading you know, expert on that. It's still, to me, going to be our style of play, that toughness, that physicality that comes through. But it's another tool for us, and one that I'm excited to have, you know, be a part of it. But where it leads to, I don't know. We're going to have fun finding out. I know what we do in practice because we track our own players, so I know when a player's running at 23 miles an hour what that looks like. So if somebody told me that, I'd say, well, that's, you know, a lot like I run at practice. And, no. So, but it would be, you know, an example of what that would feel like. So the matchups are there, but I don't know. It's a good topic, one that we're all excited to get the information. What do we do with it? I don't know. That's going to be, I think, growing as it goes. Yeah, Steve. I think number one, with our program, the first thing that comes to mind with us is our turnover margin. And I really use that one. There's probably, I'm going to give you three markers that I really talk about quite a bit. Our turnover margin is our, you know, limiting our times that, you know, we've lost the ball and turned it over. And then the defense and special teams creating them. The second piece of that is our explosive plays. And in that regard, you know, that differential as well. So having a big explosive play differential, the amount you can limit defensively and the amount you can have offensively, that part's good. I was pleased with the amount of explosive plays we had, Steve. We didn't have a lot of explosive plays that scored, which leads me into the next topic. How do you get those explosive plays, the turnover margin, the last piece, your scoring offense and your scoring defense? How can we get some of those explosive plays to turn into some scores? So as we go through the audit in the offseason, there were a lot of things offensively that are right on point with how we're doing. You know us. We love running the ball, the play action that goes with that. We improved, actually, on third down. But we need to improve our red zone scoring and on our explosive plays, finding ways to score on those. So those are, you know, two topics for us. We're really lit up about our offense and where we can be. I'm excited that the progress the defense made, you know, in last year. So it's a good time for us, and we think we're going in a big way. Yes. Yeah, and I think Greg Knapp's a factor in that as well. So where, you know, not only can Sark focus so much of his time on the entire offense, where last year he kind of did double duty of offense and coaching quarterbacks, you know, having a guy with Greg's experience to lean on here, I think that is an underrated asset for us to lean on this year. Right. Right. The first things first, we better talk with the explosiveness offensively. How did we hold up in pass protection? And in a lot of regards, that part was better in terms of giving up sacks and hits on the quarterback. Some of that comes with the ability for us to incorporate our play action in. We're not just where you drop back every time and you can go pass rush. I can speak from experience as a defensive coach, when those moments come, that's the advantage defense. When there's that balance of run pass, that's what makes you know, defending our offense so difficult. In the run game, how do we find ways to get our guys big plays even more? That's a real challenge for us. We're so committed to the way that we run it. We're excited that we added Bernie Parmalee as another weapon into that. But we're pretty pumped about our group and the way they work, the way they communicate together. To me, it starts right in the middle of it all with number 51. The way he sets it off for us at practice, on games, he's a remarkable competitor. And you don't normally get to talk about an offensive lineman very often, because at the end of the game, we're not talking about some of his stats that may have showed up. But when you put the game tape on and the way that he chases linebackers and safeties all over the field, he certainly is a big part of what we do.
Last question.
What was our takeaway of their club? Number one, I thought, you know, let's talk about their defensive side. I thought really accomplished, you know, in the run game. And they tried to make it hard for people to run the ball. I know for us, we were able to get outside some, but that part of their game I thought was really intact. I did like the way that their defense created some takeaways. I thought that was a big part of it. I was especially impressed by the rotation of the defensive line, how they used them. Offensively for them, I thought what made them difficult to defend was, one, I thought Carson first has a really legitimate chance to be an exceptional player. Our first year we played against him and they beat us then as well. And I thought the jump that he made from year one to year two is what you hope you see from a lot of players who go from year one to year two. He certainly did that. When we played them in the playoffs, I think it's the versatility. They've got an excellent run game. Both sides of their line of scrimmage, I thought, you know, that's probably why it was a good matchup for us. We like, you know, working both sides of the line of scrimmage. We like running it. They did too. We take pride in the run. They did too. So there's a lot of strengths that both teams had. And then who makes more plays at the end. But I was certainly impressed by their team this year in terms of the style they played all year long.